Sri Radha Krishna Gopopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gordan Ki Chai Vrindavan Dham Ki Chai Mayapur Dham Ki Chai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Chai Tulasi Devi Maharani Ki Chai Jagannath Paladev Lady Subhadra Ki Chai Sisi Gaur Nitai Ki Chai Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Sisi Radha Nandanishwara ki jai, jai Nita Gaur Premanandana. All glory to Assembly Devotees, all glory to Assembly Devotees, all glory to Assembly Devotees, all glory to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. Chaya Chaya Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda
Chaya Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda
Chaya Advaita Chandra Chaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chai Chai Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda
Chai
Advaita Chandra Chaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Chai Chai Sri Chaitanya Chaya Nityananda Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya's travel to the holy places is Madhya 9, text 223. Malya Parvate Kaila Agastya Bandana Kanyakumari Tahan Tailatarasana Malyana Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Kanyakumari tahan kaila tarasana
Kanyakumari tahan kaila darshana
Kanyakumari tahan kaila tarasana
Kanyakumari tahan kaila darshana
Malaya parvati kaila agastya bandana
Malaya parvati kaila agastya bandana
Kanyakumari tahan kaila tarasana Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana Kanyakumari Tahan Taila Tarasana Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Tarasana Questions?
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya
Bandana Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Ladies,
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Malaya Parvati Kaila Agastya Bandana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Kanyakumari Tahan Kaila Darshana
Malaya Parvate,
Malaya Parvate,
in the Malaya Hills,
Kailat,
Dit, Agastya Vandana, obeisances to Agastya Muni, Kanyakumari, Kanyakumari, Tahan,
there,
Kailia Darshana, visited. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Malaya Parvata and offered prayers to Agastya Muni. He then visited Kanyakumari, Cape. You say Cape, yeah? Cape Comorin? Cape Comorin. Purport by His Divine Grace, I see Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Chai. The range of mountains in South India, beginning at Kerala and extending to Cape Comorin, is called Malaya Parvata. Concerning Agastya, there are four opinions. First, there is a temple of Agastya Muni in the village of Agastyampally in the district of Tanjore. Second, there is a temple of Lord Skanda on a hill known as Shivagiri, and this temple is said to have been established by Agastya Muni. Third, some say that the hill near Cape Comorin, known as Patiaya, served as Agastya Muni's residence. And fourth, there is a place known as Agastya Malaya, which is a range of hills on both sides of Tamparni River. Cape Comorin itself is also known as Kanyakumari. I will read a couple of verses more. Text 224. Amlit lalya teki Sri Rangam Gaurahari Malarya deshete haila yatta battahari. After visiting Kanyakumari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Amlitala, where he saw the deity of Sri Ramachandra. Thereafter, he went to the place known as Malara Desha, where a community of Bataharis lived. Purport. North of Malara Desha in South Kannada, north of Malara Desha is South Kamara. To the east are Korn and Mysore. To the south is Cochin, and to the west is the Arabian Sea. As far as the Bataharis are concerned, they are nomadic community. They camp wherever they like and have no fixed place of residence. Outwardly, they take up the dress of sannyasis, but their real business is stealing and cheating. They allure others to supply women for their camp, and they cheat many women and keep them within their community. In this way, they increase their population. In Bengal, also there is a similar community. Actually, all over the world, there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat, and steal innocent women. Text 25. Tamara kartita deki aila betapani ragunata deki tahan bachila rachani. After visiting Malara Desh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tamara Kartika and then to Betapani. There he saw a temple of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and passed the night. Purport. Tamara Kartik is 44 miles south of Tirunelveli and 2 miles south of Amaravali Mountain. It is located within the jurisdiction of Tovalai. A Tamala Kartik is a Hice templo Subramania, olor Kartikeya, olor Kartika, de sano flor Shiva. Betapani, or Betapani, Betapani o Batapani, is north of Kaila in the Tamil Nadu state. It is also known as Bhutapandi and is within the jurisdiction of the Tobala district. It is understood that formerly there was a deity of Lord Ramachandra there. Later, the deity was replaced with the deity of Lord Shiva, known as Rameshwara or Bhutanath. Maya Malaya Parvate Kaila Agastya Vandana Kanyakumarita Hankaila Tar Kanyakumarita Hari Kaila Tarsana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Malaya Parvata and offered prayers to Agastya Muni. He then visited Kanyakumari, Cape Comorin. Om Magyana Timirandasya Gyanangyana Shalakaya Shaksuru Militangyana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistan Stapitanyena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamahyan Dadati Swapadam Tikam Sayosri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is a special day. Today is Mother's Day. Hari Bol to all the mothers. We got so many mothers here. Mother Aditi, Mother Visharada. Don't remember the other's name, but we have so many mothers. And today is also Ekadashi. And what did Prabhupada say about Ekadashi? Ekadashi is the mother of devotion. So we'll be talking about Mother's Day, and we will be talking about Ekadashi as well. And somehow try to connect everything with the traveling of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to South India, so I don't know how we'll manage all this, but try my best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the place of Agastya Muni, and as Prabhupada is saying, there are different versions regarding that place. Some people say that there was a temple there of Agastya Muni. Some people say there is a Shiva temple that has been established by Agastya Muni. Some people say that this was actually the residential place of Agastya Muni. And some other people said that this was the place where Agastya Muni used to stay, and those hills, but there is no clear indication of the exact location of that place and the significance. And we see this is quite common when you travel in India. There are so many holy places, and basically you can spend your whole life visiting from one place to the other, and there are so many pastimes related to those places, and many of those places we don't have the certainty that they really happened there. But whenever you go, even in Vrindavan, you go to some places and this was where Krishna was doing this pastime or that pastime, and so many things, but sometimes it's difficult to be 100% sure that those pastimes really happen there in that at least particular location. We know those pastime did happen, but we're not 100% sure whether people are just trying to make a business out of those places, saying that, okay, this happened, and you know, this is the way it happened in this place, that's why we have this temple, and you should give a donation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting all these places, and obviously when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting those places, he knew more than anyone else, because he is Krishna himself. So when he went to places like Vrindavan, he discovered, like Kanchana Kund, he discovered the real place of Radha Kunda, and also the Goswamis, they themselves, by the revelation of Krishna within their hearts, so many other places were established, so many other temples, and the exact location that they happened 5,000 years ago. So he's traveling for all these places, and he also visited a place where the community of Vataharis lived. Later on we will hear about the pastime of Kala Krishnadas, who was a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he got allure in this Vatahari community. And Prabhupada said this type of community, they exist everywhere. In South America we have a lot of gypsies, and they have a similar lifestyle of what is mentioned here regarding the Vataharis. Their only business is just to steal and cheat people. I remember when I was little, I used to be scared of the gypsy ladies, because they would come in house to house selling these things like pots and these kind of things. And my mother used to say, if you don't behave properly, the gypsy ladies will take you. So, and they have big communities. And funny enough, one of our devotees in South America, before he joined Krishna Consciousness, he was living in one of these communities. And he was finding, even though there is so much corruption, he was finding so many similarities with the Vedic culture. Like he was saying that the numbers, and like in the gypsy community, also Indrayana Maharaj, he had some experience about that as well, mentioning his traveling preaching diary. And he was saying that, like, the numbers they have, like in Sanskrit, ek, you know, like ekto, panch, you know, all this, the same, basically the same. And there are so many customs they have that they are very, very similar to the Vedic culture. So these communities, Prabhupada said, there is another community like that in Bengal, and there are so many communities, but the only business is just to cheat. Like Vataharis, they externally they dress like sannyasis. Because if you dress like a sannyasi in India, it's very easy to allure people. Like if you dress as a sannyasi here, nobody cares. But in India, if you dress in orange, people automatically respect you. And you get the easy life. Everybody gives you a donation. And unfortunately, we see that many places, many temples, people dress as sannyasi, but they are not really sannyasis. They use it as a way of living, and rather than to preach or to enliven other people. And this is the way of life that the Vataharis were using, just dresses sannyasis, but real business was to get more women to be supplied to their camps. And to Prabhupada said, in this way they were increasing their population. But we see that this exploitation of women has been there since time immemorial, not only in Vatahari communities, but in society in general. But we see in the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the life of Krishna when he came 5,000 years ago, how there was so much respect for women. So much respect. Like we see when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very young, his mother told him to get married. And he did. Not only once, but twice. And whatever their mothers will say, they will follow without hesitation, without any doubt, that that was the best I should do. And there was so much respect for women, but we see that with the degradation of Kali Yuga, that respect for women had been lost. Even Abraham Lincoln, he used to say that all I am and all I hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. And so many personalities, they have that respect. And Prabhupada also, he tried to transmit that respect to his disciples. Like when Brahmananda took initiation, his mother was also there. And she was, obviously, she was not a devotee. And then Prabhupada said, after when he was taking initiation, now you should go and pay obeisances to your mother. And he was so shocked because, you know, you can imagine the situation, how she will react, how Western mother will react with some fees if she sees her son paying obeisances to her. So Brahmananda did. He went and paid dandava to her mom, and he asked her for the blessings because he was getting initiation. And then there are so many instances where Prabhupada was saying that even like general instruction that devotees will always keep in touch with their parents, because sometimes we had this sense of false renunciation that, okay, now I'm moving to the temple, I don't have any more attachments, I should not keep any more attachments, so I should not keep in touch with my family, I should just live like a monk and forget, just have Krishna in my heart and forget everyone else. And Prabhupada, he was very clear, and he was sometimes very upset when devotees, they didn't keep this touch with family members, because Krishna consciousness is a life of harmony. It's a life where you love Krishna and you love everyone else. If you just love Krishna, means that's not real love, because Krishna is the father, Krishna is the mother, Krishna is the source of everything, and everything is connected through Krishna. So unless we have this understanding, normally when we are neophyte, we think that I have just my relationship with Krishna and nothing else. But between Krishna and us, there are so many persons in between. And we should also, we see mentioned in the Bhagavatam and so many other places, that Krishna, also in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that those who are kind to all living entities, they please me. And we could think that, you know, this is just piety, but it's nothing to do with spiritual life. But if we see that Krishna is in everyone's heart, and we see that Krishna is pleased, all this pleased according to how do we deal with other person, and then we understand that this is also Krishna consciousness, even the way we deal with those who are not devotees. So this is very important for us to understand how to relate our understanding of Krishna consciousness with the other person who surrender us. And We see also in the life of Ramachandra that even though he was betrayed, he was exiled, and he had to undergo so many difficulties because one of his mothers decided to give him hard time. Still, he never wanted to take revenge. He was always respectful, and he always considered her like his mother. And he was always kept that relationship. And even though, like also when he went to the forest with Vishwamitra Muni, and there was an instance when he had to kill a woman. Her name is Taraka, isn't it? Tataka or Taraka? I don't remember. Was Taraka or Tataka? Huh? Okay, this is another version. Tataki. Okay. So he has to kill Tataki, and he was reluctant. He was very reluctant because a real man will never kill a woman. A real man will never hit a woman. Sometimes we see, even unfortunately, in our society, even though we don't hear much on the Bhagavatam class, that some so-called devotees, they hit their wives. Because there was the concept that wife and mridanga you can always beat, no problem. But this is a rather big misconception. And whoever beat a woman is without a doubt a coward. And this was very clear in Vedic time. Kshatriya will never kill or beat a woman, a child, even a person who was fearful. Like when they were fighting in Kurukshetra or any other battlefield, if they will see somebody who is fearful, they will never kill him. Or somebody who will be inferior, or somebody who will be in a lower position of any kind, they will never kill or attack that person. So, this is a Vedic culture, when there is a respect for woman. And this is also mentioned in all the scripture. We see in the Bible, we should respect, this is one of the main commands, we should respect your mother, your father. Also, this is mentioned in the Quran, even though I don't know how many people follow that, but this is also mentioned there that we should have that respect. And many personalities, they have that understanding. Also, I read one of the, it's called Saint of Braj, written by Kapoor, who was godbrother of, I think was godbrother of Prabhupada. I think he was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati disciple as well. And then there is the story of the saint, I don't remember his name, unfortunately. And he was totally self-realized. He was living in Vrindavan doing his bhajan, just all day chanting Hare Krishna. And he was fully realized. But one day his mother went to visit him. And then he thought, you know, who is she anyway? I had so many mothers in my past life. So he totally neglected her. He totally neglected her. And she was crying outside his ashram, and he couldn't care less because this is just material attachments. Mother, sons, family members, there's all material attachment. What is the point? So he was, but then after some time he started to realize that his bhajans, they got disturbed, and he was not happy anymore. And then Krishna appeared in a dream to him, and he said, you are feeling that because you are neglecting your mother. So and then he realized that, and then he spoke with her and treated her properly like a mother, and then he started to feel the blissful of his bhajan again. So we see that we should never consider that our relationship with family members is just attachment or something material, even though it could be, but we should try rather to engage them in devotional service. And even today is a Mother's Day. We see that this is just a limitation, or just people normally have this concept that mother is just the one who give birth. But according to the Vedas, we know that there are different type of mothers. We have like the cow who supply us with milk. And unfortunately, even though most of the people respect their mother, they kill the other mother just for the satisfaction of the tongue. And also we have Mother Earth, we have the wife of the Brahmana, the wife of the Guru. Who else is the mother? The nurse. Yeah. So you see that Krishna consciousness perspective is so much broad than the just a concept that we have in the material life, that we just relate it to this particular person and no one else, or just a group of people and no one else. In Krishna consciousness, we understand that we are all brothers and sisters, we are all related to Krishna, and we should respect each other. And this is something really basic, because if the basics are not there, then there is no point of talking about a higher philosophy. Sometimes this is a problem also in our movement, that we hear a lot of very high philosophy, but the basic is not there. Recently, Satchinanda Maharaj wrote a book about this. It's called From My Heart. Really amazing book. And he's explaining about those points, that first should be the base, should be there, and then we can build on that base so many other things in our spiritual life. But the base is the most important. It's like if you build a castle on the sand, on the bank of the sea, it will disappear because the base is not good, the base is not firm. So whatever we build in our life should be based on this strong understanding to who we are, who is everyone else in relation to us, in relation to Krishna, and then we can, our spiritual life can flourish. And this is sometimes also the reason why many devotees have problem in their spiritual life, because the base is not proper, and you can grow, but one day just everything collapses, and then we don't understand why. What did it happen? He was like a star, and all of a sudden he just sank in the sea of material existence. But the problem was that the base was not firm enough. And the way to strengthen that base is, as I say, proper understanding and proper sadhana. And this also explains, this is also that we should read Prabhupada's book, we should chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, we should live in association or be in association with devotees, and this will give us that base that we need And this is also what Prabhupada wanted to establish in our society. Otherwise, there are so many groups that they just practice on their own, they live in their own, they do whatever they want, but they don't have the proper understanding. So today is also Papa Mochan Ekadashi, and I would like to tell the story of Papa Mochan Ekadashi, which is also related to this by chance. Papa Mochan Ekadashi, which occurs in March, April, sometimes. This is history of Kuver. Kuver, he had a very beautiful garden. And many apsaras and demigods like Indra and others, they used to play in this beautiful garden. Chaitraratra was the name of that garden. And there was a sage, his name was Medavi. And Medavi, he was a staunch devotee of Lord Shiva, that we hear here, that there was this temple of Lord Raghunath, and somebody took the deity of Raghunath and put Shiva deity, because some places Shiva is more popular than Krishna. So that place also, worship of Lord Shiva was very prominent. So Medavi, he was always meditating on Lord Shiva with great devotion. But as usually happened, the demigods, they get envious of personality like this. So they sent some apsaras to allure Medavi. But he was not distracted. He was very fixed in his spiritual life. But there was a famous apsara. Her name is Manchu Ghosh. And Manchu Ghosh, she was very fearful of Medavi, because she knew if I do something wrong, he may curse me. So she built a cottage near to Medavi's ashram. And she was playing the veena and started to sing very sweetly. And then when, because if you remember, there was a dispute between Lord Shiva and Cupid. And Lord Shiva burned Cupid to ashes. Or like Raghunath Maharaj said, not even to ashes, to nothing. So Cupid, she wanted to take revenge of Lord Shiva. And because Medavi was a big devotee of Lord Shiva, Cupid entered in the body of Medavi. And when he saw Manchu Ghosh, that apsara, dressed in a beautiful garments with her body anointed with sandalwood pulp and beautiful flower garland, he felt very attracted, and he totally forgot about his lord. He totally forgot about his lord, and he just started to enjoy lusty activities with this apsara. And then many years passed, 57 years, 8 months and 3 days. And for him was just like a moment. And then seeing that her mission had been fulfilled, that this Medavi had fallen down from his position, she said, my dear sage, please give me permission to go to my house, to my place. And he said, but how? You just came in the evening. You just came just in the evening and now it's night. Just stay until tomorrow and then you can go. Because I say for him was just a moment, but there were so many years it passed. And then out of fear, she stayed with him for a few more years. But then she couldn't take it anymore because she had other activities to do. So she spoke with him again. She said, please give me permission to go. And he said, no, but just stay a few more days. Just let me finish my puja, my rituals, and then you can go. And he said, but so many years had passed. Just be aware of the time. And then, in that moment, he realized, I have been wasting so many years of my life. And then his eyes filled with tears and his body trembled. He said, you have spoiled my life. They said, come on, yeah, we blame someone else. That's all your fault. You have ruined my life. You have ruined all my austerities. You had act like a witch, so I curse you to become a witch. So Pashu Ghosh, Manchu Ghosh, she was so scared, and she said, look, I have living with you for so many years, I have served you in so many ways. I don't deserve this heavy punishment. Please reconsider. And then Medavi said, why can I say the curse is already pronounced? So there is only one way you can get rid of this curse. You will become a witch, but when March, April comes, there is Papa Mochan Ekadashi. And by following this Ekadashi, you will get rid of all your sinful reactions and you will be able to go back to heaven. And then he laughed. And he went to his ashram and he saw his father. What's the name of his father? I think it's Lomasa, Richie, anyway. And when his father saw the fallen condition of his son, he was so disturbed, he was so upset. And he said, what you have done? You have wasted so many years of your life just enjoying sense gratification. What will happen to your austerities, to all the knowledge you had? What happened to all of this? So Medavi said, my dear father, please tell me, what can I do to atone for all these sinful activities I have done all these years? And he said, the only way you can get rid of all these sinful activities is by following Papa Mochan Ekadashi. So he gave the same instruction that Medavi gave to the Apsara. And then by following this, you will burn all your sinful activities and you will be back to your original position. So Medavi did so. He followed Papa Mochan Ekadashi very enthusiastically, and soon he became the same sage as he was before, just meditating on the Lord and practicing spiritual life. So distractions in our spiritual life will always be there. So we just need to pray to Krishna that those distractions will never take us away from the association of devotees, from following distractions. As it is said, also one of our main mothers is the scriptures. Prabhupada said, if you want to know your father, you ask your mother. So if you want to know Krishna, we should ask the scriptures. And Prabhupada has given us so many scriptures that are giving us this facility of getting to know our real father, who is Krishna. So even though those distractions will be there because we are in the material world and Cupid is always around the corner, we should still try to remember those instructions and always pray to Krishna that we should never give up this process of Krishna consciousness. And we should never forget what is the real mission in life, which is to go back to Krishna, which is our real home. Okay, I will finish here. If it's there any questions.
How do we know if our foundations are strong or weak?
How do we know if the foundations are strong or weak? Well, there are symptoms. Like you know, when one is sick, there are symptoms. Then you feel pain here and there, and you feel that you have no energy. And then you realize, oh, I may be sick. So then you go to the doctor, and the doctor will prescribe something for you. So spiritual life is the same. When we feel weak, when we feel there is something wrong, if we are not happy, if we are not enthusiastic, means we are doing something wrong. Chapataka Swami was giving the example that it's like riding a bicycle. Then when you ride the bicycle and then you go up the hill, if you stop for a second, then you will go down. So the secret is never stop practicing Krishna consciousness. And there is only two ways, one up and another down. If you are not going up, means you are going down. So there are, you know, like there are symptoms. So we can always ask. Before, I remember, it used to be more common, these kind of things, but now it's, we are becoming more impersonal, I think. More impersonal. Before, it used to be more like, we used to ask each other, how am I doing? Do you think? We can always ask senior devotees. We should be ready also to accept, because sometimes we ask, but you know, we are not willing. We want to hear what we like, and sometimes they will tell us that something that we don't like, but we understand this is for our benefit, so we try to accept it. I remember one devotee. He was saying, he was telling a senior devotee, he was saying, Prabhu, I'm so fallen, I have so much tamaguna, I fall asleep in my rounds and this. And the senior would say, yeah, I have noticed that. What do you mean you have noticed that? You know? It's okay if I'm saying it, but it doesn't mean that, you know, you can tell me. So if you have that kind of approach, obviously you won't get the right prescription. They may just say, okay, Prabhu, just, you know, go on, just keep chanting Hare Krishna. But we have to check always how we are doing, consulting others, because that's what's the meaning of association with devotees. We reveal our mind, and we try to take advice from other person who had been through the same problems. Because I say, problems will always be there. Temptations will always be there. There's no question about that. It's always. So it's not, it's just the way we deal with those things, what really matters. Sometimes we think, no, I only have this problem. I don't think the other people are like me. I'm so lusty, so greedy, so this, that. And we think this is me, it's just me. But everyone is the same. Everyone is going through little more or little less degrees of the same thing. We are all struggling with the same things. But if we can always help each other. We can always help each other. And this way we know that our base is good. Anything else? We've got 5 more minutes. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes
the microphone doesn't work.
Sometimes I'm confused. I'll speak loudly. We hear that Ekadasi is very purifying. And we hear that circulating Tulsi Devi is very purifying. But in comparison to bathing in Yamuna or Ganges, then how purifying is it really?
Comparing to taking bath in the Yamuna or...
Yeah, because we hear that circulating Tulsi Devi and following Ekadasi is very purifying. And as you read earlier, you say that it takes away all your sins.
Mm.
Sometimes I get confused because I think, well, how can it really do that if then we hear that bathing in the Yamuna or Ganges is the most purifying, so.
Mm-hmm.
So how, in comparison, how is it?
Well, I think it's very difficult to know to which degree we get purifying but any of those activities. It's very difficult to know. Because by circumambulating tulsi, you get rid of all your sinful reactions, and also by chanting Mahamantra, you get rid of all sinful reactions. There are so many purificatory processes, and they all make you free from sinful reactions, like karmadi nirda hitakin tu chabakti vachans. By practicing devotional service in general, all the karma is reduced. So either circumambulating tulsi or taking bath in a Yamuna, which nowadays is not so recommended. Anyways, another topic. From your health perspective, physical health perspective. There are so many ways we can get rid of, but it's very difficult to know to which degree. And also depend on the person. There are so many stories. Somebody have done something and he immediately got rid of all his sinful reactions. And also depends on the degree of offenses we are committing. Like, for instance, when we eat Mahaprasadam, we get rid of all the sinful reactions. But it may not happen to everyone. Depends on how do we accept, in which mood, in which consciousness we accept that Mahaprasadam. And Prabhupada is saying, the more faith you have in the holy name, the more you advance in spiritual life. So with everyone else is the same. You could be circumambulating tulsi or taking bath, but if the consciousness is not proper, then you won't get the full result. But if the consciousness is proper, then you get the full result. So this is the way of measure. This is the only way we can measure according to your own or our own consciousness. Like there was this pastime of Ramanujacharya that he was giving Mahaprasadam to the fishes in the lake, and as soon as the fishes will eat the Mahaprasadam, they will take Vishnu forms and they will go back to Vaikuntha. And their disciples, his disciples were there, and they say, what's wrong with us? We are taking Mahaprasadam every day, and we are still here, and these fishes, they just took one, and they went back to Goloka Vrindavan. I can say, yeah, but the fishes didn't commit any offense, and you are all the time committing offenses. That's the difference. So, I don't know if you want to add anything else. Janitai Prabhu, Moli Prabhu. So this depends on our consciousness. And you still get result. Like sometimes people, new people come and they just circumambulate Tulsi and they think, what are these crazy people doing going around the plant? Like I have one lady, she told me one time, you know, she came and she saw everyone going around. She said, what is these people doing going around the plant, singing prayers? So she did, and she obviously got result for that, some spiritual result for that. But obviously the conscience was not proper. She didn't have the proper conscious, proper understanding. But we know also that Krishna, Tulasi, Yamuna, Ganga, they are all very merciful. And they also, that counts. And the way they give the mercy also is different in each case. When somebody can be bathing in the Yamuna, and getting some result because Yamuna is reciprocating with that person or giving some degree of mercy, and to other person Yamuna can give a different totally degree of that mercy. So how do we know? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure that, because this is Krishna and his mercy are totally independent, and they give to the degree, to the person, to whoever, however they want. So it's very difficult to measure. But we should always have faith, and we should keep doing it. We should keep doing it. Like I was saying, when you pay, when the Prabhus, they pay Dandavat, all the sinful reactions, they also pay Dandavat. But when he get up, all the sinful reactions, they stay on the floor. That's mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. So we should have that faith that this is really happening. That, but we should also be careful with, do not have a like karma kanda mentality. Okay, I will do this because I want to. Because the goal is not get rid of sinful reaction. That's not the goal. This is automatically taken care of by surrender to Krishna. But rather we should do these things as a complement, as a help for us to obtain the ultimate goal, which is love for Krishna. But we should not just do devotional service just to get rid of sinful reactions. That is not, this is secondary and is not the main purpose. Papa Mochana Kadashi Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Mother's Day Ki, Chai Haribol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Gandaki Prabhu. Nice class. It's great, Gandaki Prabhu Ki Jai. So, let's see. Today is Ekadasi. And what else? Also today there's going to be a procession from Marble Arch to... from Hyde Park Corner, I think. Hyde Park Corner to Trafalgar Square for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Parashuram Prabhu is planning to have his cart and devotees there chanting, so I would like to encourage anyone who has time. I think it will start at midday and finish also around 3. There's a poster outside with all the specific details of starting place and time, so any devotees who have some time and would like to participate, then nice opportunity to engage in Harinam Sankirtan. Let's see, another quick announcement. Yeah, today's Sunday feast lecture will be given by the community development team. So they'll be sharing some of the works that they've been doing, and Like that, enlightening and enlivening the devotees. So that's today's Sunday feast talk. And myself and Baba Bhakti will be going tomorrow to Portugal for 2 days. The devotees there asked us to come and speak about the counselor system. This was arranged in, I think, November time at the European Leaders Meeting, so I will be gone for a couple of days. But the devotees there are very eager to also set up some sort of system for care for devotees, so I can say a prayer for them that they can get things going. I think in Portugal the Krishna consciousness has not really been so flourishing for some years, so let's see if something can happen. Okay, for the pleasure of their lordships, we have some Sankirtan scores from yesterday. In Radha's boutique, we distributed 15 books for 488 Lakshmi points. Transitional shopping key, Jai. No Govinda's score, but on book distribution yesterday, Saturday Sankirtan, 4 scores. Jayananda Prabhu, 9 Lakshmi, 9 small, 1 medium for 2.75 book points. Bhakta Pasha, 9 Lakshmi, 2 small, 2 Mahabig for 4.5 book points. Bhakta Alexi, 27 Lakshmi, 11 small, 3 medium, 1 Mahabig for 6.25 book points. Bhakta Loy, 81 Lakshmi, 60 small, 10 medium for 20 book points. Total of 4 scores, 126 Lakshmi points, 82 small, 14 medium, 3 Mahabig for 33.5 book points. Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution key, Jai. So we'll offer our prayer to their lordships. Seems that we need all the blessings we can get at the moment. Dear Shishi Radhananda Nishwara, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, Shishi Gaurini Thai, and Giri Govardhan, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to the fallen conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg. Jai Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we just need volunteers to serve breakfast prasadam this morning. Any volunteers, ladies' side, and on the men's side, some volunteers to serve breakfast prasad. Okay, only one. Any volunteers to help clean up the temple room after breakfast? One, two, anyone else who can help with that service? Okay. If everyone could please help with the prasadam chain, then we can bring the prasadam up from the kitchen and serve it out. Kadasi Brata Ki Jai.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna.